This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
It's Monday morning. Let's go to George to spend some quality time with Mike Bernard. And he's an analytical strategist. He's a journalist. And he helps us to get our heads around the season that we're living in. Good morning, Mike. Great having you along. Hope you're well today.
Yes, good morning, Brad, and good morning to the listeners.
I'm not really sure where to start today. When I look at the news, I'm just shaking my head, and I don't know about Trump's peace deal in the Middle East, and now that peace deal looks like it's going to solve the Thailand-Cambodia dispute. I'm not sure how that works. And then there's been some news out of Syria, and looks like Egypt and the Red Cross are joining forces to try and find hostage bodies in Gaza. I'm not sure what's on your radars today.
My goodness, Brad. Yes, where do we start? We live in an incredible season. You know, and what the one pastor said to us in Syria is that this time is God's time for us in Syria. And I think if we can echo those words wherever we live, that this season is God's season for his church. We live in a season where people are seeking answers and seeking certainty. I think, you know, what I'd like to chat about this morning is the pursuit for justice. You know, the local news was dominated these past few days with the incident in Milnerton High School.
Yes.
You know, the bullying that took place. And it even made headlines on BBC and Amnesty International and the International Human Rights Organization. So it's quite a big international event, if I can put it that way, news event. And I feel enough has been said about the incident per se, but I think as I watched social media, Brad, everybody had an opinion. Everybody had something to say. People with no interest in the school, people with no interest in the children's lives, people who sort of, you know, regurgitated an opinion and then drew back and closed Facebook. And with every opinion that came, there was one common thread. Everybody wanted justice. Everybody wants justice. And I think this is the golden thread in the world that we live in today. When we look at Gaza, whether you support Israel or the Palestinian cause, everybody wants justice. On 7 October 2023, everybody wanted justice. What happened since then? Everybody wants justice. But I think critically important, Brad, when we contemplate justice, there are only two options available. There is justice through revenge, or justice through reconciliation.
Yeah.
And as Christians, even though there might be two options, there's only one choice. We don't have a choice. When we look at what happened in Milnerton, our response is justice through reconciliation. We do not seek revenge. I listened to some Christians talking about this incident, and you would think they've never heard about the cross of Jesus, where Jesus brought reconciliation and justice to the world by bringing reconciliation. So as Christians, we only have one choice. When we look at Gaza and Israel, we need to pursue justice through reconciliation. I think the peace deal in Gaza is very fractured because, you know, it's once again bullying people into peace. And bullying people into peace will never be lasting peace. You know, when Donald Trump says to the Hamas leaders, "You will sign the peace treaty or we will bomb the hell out of you," that's bullying. That's not justice through reconciliation. Christ gave us the key to justice. And this is key that we understand this as Christians in our own nation. And that key is forgiveness. I remember the bomb blasts in Egypt, and we were there just after the bomb blast when two churches in Tanta and Alexandria were blown apart and more than 50 Christians killed. And we spoke to one of the leaders of the evangelical church. And his words were, "My brother, we have been praying for a time such as this. Because when these things happen, we have an opportunity to exercise forgiveness." And he says, it's a wonderful thing when God gives you the key that unlocks hearts. And that key is forgiveness. And this justice will lead to peace. So, yeah, Brad, I really think, you know, when we contemplate what happened at Milnerton High School, let we as Christians reveal a different spirit, not just condemning the 8 boys, not sending them to hell, not praying that they will end up in prison, but saying, Lord, there needs to be justice, but may there be reconciliation. May they reconcile, first of all, with one another. The one boy expressed he asked forgiveness, and I think that's beautiful. And as Christians, then we need to say, we forgive, but there needs to be a change of heart. Obviously, you need to change your ways. There needs to be a transformation. But we speak out forgiveness, because this will bring reconciliation. And once there's reconciliation, justice would have served its purpose. So yeah, from my side, I mean, I get angry as well. But I think as Christians, we have no choice. We have an option, but no choice. Mm. And we need to seek justice through reconciliation. This should be our prayer for Gaza. This should be our prayer for Ukraine, that justice will be served, but through reconciliation.
Mike, I just want to touch on this, because I think this is something that I've picked up, is this idea of, look, they're angry people. And rightly so. I mean, these are things that should make us angry, but with a righteous anger. But then there is still the matter of, can I call it as punishment? I guess there's the crime and there's a punishment, and one has to, if whatever that might be, however that looks, I don't know. And then the things that you're talking about this morning, you're not saying, and I'm just throwing it out here to keep the conversation open, we're not saying here that they should be let off scot-free for what they've done, but if there is something that they need to atone for, then they do that. But for us to have different hearts than the ones that we're seeing displayed all over the social media platforms?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's got to be legal consequences. There's no doubt about it. I'm not saying let them walk away and they're going to do it again.
Yeah.
There's got to be legal consequences. But, you know, everybody that the things I read on social media were not from legal people. They were just angry people.
Yeah.
And it seems like all of a sudden we become judge and God at the same time. You know, we just want to send them to prison. Let there be legal actions. Let them face the consequences of what they did for anything. If someone breaks in, if there's a murder, if people speak forgiveness, as Christians, we say, in God, there can be reconciliation. Praise the Lord for your repentance. You are forgiven by God. There's got to be legal consequences, obviously, so we're not saying that. But as Christians, be careful that you do not fulfill the role of judge. You know, Brad, I remember I was preaching once in Romania, and I think I've shared this before, but I want to share it again because this really spoke to me. I spoke at a church in Romania, and after the service, an elderly man came to me, and completely out of context, he just walked up to me and he said, my brother, just remember this. In a court of law, there's the judge, there's the accuser, there's the defendant, and there's the witness. He said, as Christians, we are not the judge. God is the judge. As Christians, we are not the accuser. The enemy is the accuser. As Christians, we are not the defender. Christ defends us. We are only called to be the witness.
Sure.
So I think in everything, let us be the witnesses of a loving and forgiving God. Because Brad, I have been saved by grace.
Yes.
In all my sins, God has forgiven me. And God will save them as well, even though there should be, you know, legal consequences.
Mm. Yeah, thank you for that perspective, Mike. We appreciate that a lot. One thing I just must say as we close, people harbor so much anger, and you can't imagine people spewing out that level of anger face-to-face with somebody. It's that anonymity often of being able to sit at your keyboard or your smartphone and just be able to say whatever you want to say. It really says a lot about us as humanity when you read through a comment section somewhere these days. It's really terrible.
Yeah, and Brad, the Bible says we will give account of every single word we spoke.
Mm-hmm.
So next time you write something, next time you say something, next time you feel you have the right to send someone to hell, just think about that for a second. So yeah, let's be careful. As Christians, let's reveal a different spirit, a transformative spirit of reconciliation.
And that's the voice of Mike Bernard on this Monday morning. He's an analytical strategist that helps churches, mission organizations, and you and I to get our heads around the season that we live in. Thanks for your time, Mike. As always, have a wonderful day there in the Southern Cape until we connect again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brad, and a lovely week to the listeners as well. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.